Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. In this week, we have a special Bay's Brewery episode, including an exclusive chat about their new charity brews. Callum went over to Bay's Brewery in Paignton, and he was lucky enough to get a tour of the place where his beloved Devon Rock is made. We all love Devon Rock, don't we? As well as all of their other Bay's drinks. Aaron gave Cal a rundown of how the brews are made, and they introduced him to Toby Green, who's a resident Bay's brewer. In the interview, they discuss the success of the charity brews and an amazing effort from the team. So well done to Bay's. Can we get some applause? Amazing. Right. It's a new year, new charity brews. So get comfy and enjoy the episode with Aaron Beecham and Sean Beeson. Let's have a listen.
So we were just going over, actually, some of the charity beers that have just finished.
Yes.
We've got the Beery Head, which is supporting Torbay Coast and Countryside.
Yeah.
Wild 100, which is going towards Paignton Zoo, And Jingle Ale, which I like a lot. And that's Torbay Holiday Helpers Network.
Yeah. Correct. So over last year, we decided to launch our charity brew section. The idea behind it is that we're giving something back to the community that supports us. And it's just nice to help these, you know, small charities that are locally based, helping the local environment, the local community, and obviously are receiving kind of funding cuts and increases and everything else that's going on in the world. So by giving back to them, it's just like a nice thing to do, really. Over 2023, we raised a total of £3,370 for those three charities.
Wow. Well, I mean, we've celebrated it on the podcast already, but I want to give you guys a round of applause whilst we're here.
Let's do it. That's... I'll clap ourselves.
No, seriously, guys, that's really, really good.
So obviously that's all gone back into, you know, the local community, really. So Torbay Holiday Helpers Network, they're really good guys that look after, I think it's disadvantaged children in kind of come on holiday or on holiday, kind of carers and things like that. Obviously the Torbay Coast and Countryside Trust, they look after all of the kind of coastal paths and things like that around the bay, as well as, you know, further, a bit further afield. I think they even go down as far as kind of South Ham's sort of area with it. And obviously everyone enjoys that for free. So it's, they're just paying for that themselves. So to give something back to them on that side of things kind of really does help. And then the Paignton Zoo one was actually for their centenary year to celebrate 100 years of Paignton Zoo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and the idea of that is it either goes towards building something new at the zoo.
So like a new enclosure for...
Improvements to the enclosures. Or one year I think we did do it where it was rhino ale and it ended up going off to a charity in South Africa.
But was that facilitated through Paignton Zoo?
Through Paignton Zoo. So we basically raised the money with Paignton Zoo. It was like a co-branding thing. And then they gave that money to, obviously, their best place to put that towards the endangered species themselves. So they passed that down to... this charity in South Africa, and it was just quite nice to see that, we had a tweet from them saying, you know, well, thank you so much for this donation, and we could physically see it being used to save rhinos.
I mean, I'm from South Africa and I've been to some of those places where they like those rhino sanctuaries, and the work that they have to do is immense because the poachers are on it 24/7. So you'll literally have like kind of like these guards for the rhinos. You'll have some guy who's, you know, 20 meters from the rhino at all times. And then as a backup to that, you'll have someone who's got a sniper who's far in the distance, coming as a guest. You're not allowed to know where he is. Obviously, that's their last line of protection. And all of that stuff doesn't come for free, you know.
No, exactly.
You know, these guys are passionate about it, but they, you know, they need to eat. They need to get paid for the work they're doing. So I mean, I think it's awesome. I mean, you guys have done quite a lot of collaborations with Paignton Zoo, right? You've got raised over £27,000 over the years.
Yeah, from the beginning, when we first started, we've always worked with them. Obviously, they're round the corner. So we've done all sorts of different ones, from orangutans. Tall Order, which was for giraffes, a couple for, I think we did one called Crocodile.
Oh, Crocodile, that's a good one.
For crocodiles. So there's always a play on words. So obviously it wouldn't be right to do our charity brews for this year without doing one for the zoo. It's the kind of one that we have to always do, really.
Yeah, awesome. So, I mean, are we in a place where we can release? We can tell the people what the charity brews are for this year?
Yeah, so we've got four lined up this year.
We thought
we'd go a bit bigger. Our first one, which launches 26th of February, is Tracker Ale. So that's going to be for Dartmoor Search and Rescue.
Nice, Tracker Ale. I like the name.
So that's going to be straw coloured pale ale, pairing UK hops with an American variety.
Yeah,
it's going to kind of create a really truly tasty session beer. So about 4.2. You've actually got a little sample.
Yes, that's just in front of you.
Just having a little sniff.
Yeah, it's really, really, really hoppy on the nose. So
yeah, it's very hoppy.
Yeah,
it smells nice though.
You can kind of smell the citrusy number and taste in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a lot of tropical fruit and citrus notes come through from this.
Lovely.
And I think it's fair that our listeners know where we are recording from today. We're actually in the brewery.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting. I've had like a little tour already.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. It was really, really interesting. No problem.
It's the VIP area.
Yes, yeah, no, well, it's a very nice VIP area.
Yeah, so
only the bosses come in here and the brewers.
Yeah, or any time you need a bit of quiet for a Zoom call or something. Yes. So that area.
I thought, should we do it in the tea room now? It could be a bit risky, you know. I've got my super noodles going.
No, I mean, it's really, really cool to be here today. And to see how everything works. All the precision, you just don't think about all the different aspects of the brew that are necessary to make it consistent. Every time you drink a Devon Rock or a Devon Dumpling, and you're always getting a Devon Rock and a Devon Dumpling, it's easy to just think that magically happens.
Yeah.
And that, yes, you know, of course it tastes the same every single time, and of course, you know, it's just as crisp every single time I pick up a Devon Rock. But to actually come in here and see, okay, well, if this happens, we need to mathematically do some work here.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, leading on to that, consistency is the key. And this is where we're so good. We've got a very experienced head brewer, Will, who's one of the directors, and he's meticulous.
Yeah.
When he goes through each brew, you know, he oversees everything.
Yeah.
And it's a joy to work with the team. Fantastic brewers, although a couple of them are injured at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah,
it sounds like the whole team's injured at the moment.
Not by anything dropping in the kegs, but you know, so yeah, we're obviously busy. It's half term, and we need them. We need them back. So we're all running around busy times, isn't
it?
Yeah,
this week. It's kind of that calm before the storm, where everything's been, you know, you've had that nice little bit of a respite through January, and now you start ramping up.
Yeah,
we're just in the point of ramping up production now, ready for, you know, to feed the masses, so to speak, through the summer.
Yes.
You know, as every brewery across the Southwest will be doing and expecting, praying for sunshine, doing sun dances and everything else that we can physically do. But yeah, it all comes down to that kind of the systems, the cleaning processes, the quality control. You know, just making sure that everything is as it should be before it even, you know, before a pint even leaves this brewery.
Yes.
Everything's been tested to make sure that it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I, by the way, it's a compliment. When you drink it, it's it feels like it just happens magically, because that kind of shows that the consumer isn't thinking about it, the drinker isn't thinking about it, because it is consistent every single time. Every single time. You know, every brew is exactly what you guys want it to be.
Oh god, we you know, you do get it where people will go, they try something and they're like, oh, that's exactly the same as the first one that I tried back, you know, 5 years ago or whatever. And people are always, especially on like the brewery tours that we've done, or when we bring customers up and show them around like we've done with you today, they see that everything that goes into it, they're like, okay, now we see why it's the, you know, why it's the same. And it happens all at every single brewery, that, you know, there's different accreditations you can get and all this sort of stuff that show that you're doing that process, and it's just making sure that everything is fine-tooth combed, cleaned, and
I think what's really nice for me, I mean, obviously the collaborations with these different charities is awesome. The work that you guys are doing in that respect is really cool.
Yeah.
But for me, on another point, it's really quite a fun way for you guys to experiment with different tastes, different flavors.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're testing different brewing methods or not?
No, I mean, we've got new kit downstairs that's come in recently that we've invested in, just kind of updating, you know, from some of them open tanks to now new sealed tanks. So obviously we do test with some of them as well, but that's across the brews.
Yeah.
We will try different hops, obviously new hops to market, hops that we necessarily haven't used before, and different styles of hops in the seasonal beers to create something a bit different to Bays. You know, we're not going to go changing the recipe to Topsail or to Devon Dumpling or to Devon Rock when that's such a staple product.
Yeah.
You know,
you couldn't. I'd be angry.
you know, you want that consistency. So we need to do something different with the seasonal beers or the charity brews, especially when you're trying to mold them around a charity as well. So like the Track Rail, we've tried to go down that route of, you know, that mysterious moorland landscape. And so, things like that. Yeah. So, you know, you go down that side with Funky Monkey, which is the one we're doing for Peyton Zoo this year. You know, that's going to be kind of, again, fruity, and kind of different, blended at different stages. And kind of, you know, you want it to be around that kind of Himalayan environment that the baboons would normally be in.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's kind of, Will's brilliant at coming up with all this different stuff.
So is Will is the one kind of creating these new brews.
Yeah, he's one of the masterminds, isn't he, Sean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he'll sit in the office and
loads of knowledge.
Yeah, marketing and you know, obviously the directors and all the staff have this input of what we want to do with the beers, and then Will will go, okay, well maybe we can use this, or he'll see what's coming new to the market and he'll be like, oh, well, there's this hop coming out next year, or you know, this one's coming through, or we've got new. I can get a new one from America, or I can get a new one from England, or you know, wherever in the world. And he knows the characteristics of it, and he's just got such a refined palate that he'll know, as any master brewer will know. Like you see things, you're like, yeah, let's go with this and try, you know, try something.
Does he have like a very good sense of smell?
Yes, oh, massively. I was just going to say that. Absolutely, better than anybody I've ever met before.
Yeah,
it's incredible. You can just pick out things that I wouldn't even dream of or think of. You know, it's like, can you taste that? Oh yeah, now he's talking about it. Oh yeah, I can taste that now.
Is he a cook as well? Is he ever bringing in some bacon?
He does a great bacon sandwich.
Okay. He sticks to the beers, I understand.
Yeah, no, generally he
does come in and cook for a breakfast sometimes.
Does,
when it's all got busy, he'll say, by the way, on a Friday, be there at 8:30. Well, we're there anyway. But they'll come out with bacon and
so eggs good.
And yeah, stuff like that. So it's so nice to see the directors getting involved. Well, yeah, all three directors were here recently, weren't they?
Yeah, it's like a whole line chef. You get one of them on mushrooms, one of them on bacon.
It's a nice end to the week. You know, when you've been busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Friday afternoons as well are always a good time at the brewery because we start opening up the taps and tasting things. Not every Friday,
that's quality
when
control,
it's,
Sean.
That's quality control.
Let's keep that under wraps. Yeah, quality control.
You gotta make sure that every brew is perfect. And how are you gonna make sure better than it's Friday testing session?
Start of the weekend. You know, it's gotta be.
I definitely don't walk in just because of Friday beers.
No, I think you guys are acting sly here. I think saying it's just Friday beers, you know. Whilst we
see you next Monday.
Same time tomorrow.
All right, so we've talked about the first two. So we've talked about Track Rail and Funky Monkey.
Yep.
What's the other two that we have for this
so
year?
So another good charity to do is, we figured, was Devon Air Ambulance. Obviously, everyone at some point in their life living in Devon either knows someone or has been needing such a crucial service.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a 4.7 golden ale, basically using British characteristics, a blend of modern UK Olicano hops, and some Challenger kind of variety ones, which are a bit more traditional, and that's going to raise money.
Don't worry, listeners, he's not reading this at all.
No, exactly. I have to remember somehow, Sean.
I'm glad you're doing it.
No, exactly. So that's going to go, you know, they provide vital work, saving thousands of lives throughout the year. So the money that it costs just to get a helicopter off the helipad straight away is ridiculous in fuel. So doing something to raise money for them is another one, and that's going to be called Chopper Rail.
That's a good one. Named, great, obviously. Name. That's a very good one.
Yeah.
And then the last one we have is Jingle Ale.
Yeah, so I think
that's returning.
Yeah, so we've done Jingle Ale for years, and we get lynched every year by regular customers that come into our shop that say when we run out, it's gone.
Yeah, okay.
And I think last year, we ran out about the first or second week of December in our bottles.
Yeah.
And I've never heard the end of it from some of the customers. They're lovely guys, but every year he sees it.
He's got stock up, really.
Yeah, and he's seen this be launched, and he's turned around and said, make sure you have more bottles. So it's always a popular one, so we don't want to drop that. Yeah. And it's really nice to do that for children's charities. So obviously last year's Torbay Holiday Helpers Network. This year it's going to be supporting Children's Hospice Southwest.
Okay, cool. Very nice.
So the beer will be stays exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's just, it would be a different charity going through for that one. So it's just to aid them. So that'll obviously be available kind of November, December sort of time.
Okay, so these aren't all going to be available at the same time.
No, yeah, there's actually, obviously Jingle Ale is a Christmas beer.
Yeah.
So we try and do, we've got kind of slots throughout the year for them. So Tracker Ale's end of Feb to about mid-April.
Okay.
And then Funky Monkey will be towards the end of April through to mid-July.
Yeah.
And then Chopper Ale will be mid-July through to October.
Okay,
so cool. It's kind of giving little slots throughout the time, and two of them, obviously Jingle Ale stays the same time every year, and the Zoo Beer pretty much stays the same time every year, so the other two will naturally just fit in around that.
Yeah,
and that's kind of where my job is now. You know, I'm talking to people about Tracker Ale. It's coming out, the bottles are arriving, may have arrived yesterday, but I don't think they turned up, so they'll be coming very, very soon.
Hopefully.
That will go out to the crossed network. And obviously we, you know, do it in pins and cask, and hopefully it'll be flying out the doors, you know, again this year. So it's exciting.
For the consumer side of things, I mean, okay, personally for me, Devon Rock is my beer.
Yeah.
If I'm going to drink a beer, it's going to be a Devon Rock. I've tried Devon Dumpling. I like it, but I prefer the freshness of Devon Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about some of your old ones that we have in storage here.
I've forgotten
what he's called, but
there's all sorts down there. Devon Stout, and there's
Devon Stout. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, I mean, I like to try them. But obviously, you know, not every beer is going to be for everyone.
No.
But like, how are you guys going to encourage people to at least try to start with the Tracker Ale?
I mean, obviously the reputation of Bays is what holds those up. Yeah. So, you know, publicans are willing to try something different just because of what it is. The general public will have this in the shop. We'll have, obviously on bars, we encourage bars to give tasters out. So when we launched Devon Rock, we did the same thing. We encouraged pubs to give samples out.
Yeah.
And we do the same. So we're looking to potentially put these on our event bars as well.
Yeah.
So for the general public that see us as a mobile pub, we'd be giving, you know, we're always giving samples out to people when we're around, if we have something that we can do. So
and if you walk into a bar and you see, you know, on the badge, Dartmoor Search and Rescue, 5% of the proceeds go to the charity, and I think that draws people in as well. It's not just the fantastic taste of the ale; it's we're donating to charity by having a pint.
And
you know, it just works hand in hand.
I gotta say, with this one, I'm actually really surprised, because I'm not usually this is an ale, right?
Yeah, real ale.
I'm not usually a huge ale drinker. Just wait, Devon Rock's not an ale, right?
No, it's not. I think it technically goes down as a pilsner.
Okay. Because for me, I'm not usually a big fan of a drink that has too much taste. But this one's a little bit different for me, because it's not heavy. It's almost like
very
floral.
Light.
It's a light, citrusy, fruity taste, isn't it? And yeah, I'm tasting that on the nose here.
It's only 4.2 as well, so it's not too like in your face.
It's a session.
Very sessionable.
What does session mean?
It means you
can have several
different strengths.
I'll level with you. It means that you can. Yeah, it's a session of a beer, so you can have a few within a session.
Okay.
Our Devon Dumpling. That's
not going to be five one. Yeah. It's not going to. You're
it's,
not going to go.
It's not session.
Yeah. So it's.
Well, you can, but you'll be on the floor.
It's a different kind of session.
Even that one, it feels quite light as you drink it.
And, again, that's. I mean, the dumpling for me, that's my dad's favorite, actually. So he'll have a stash at home, if we've run out of Devon Rock, I'll definitely raid his stash. I've nothing against it. I hope you're not listening, Dad.
No, there's no shame as long as it's replaced.
Yes.
Or filled back up with water, like the yeast with the old vodka.
But yeah, no, this one's really nice. It's not like... Yeah, for me, and when I think of an ale, I think of something quite heavy, something very flavoursome, and I usually am quite against that flavour.
Mm.
But this one's feels light. It feels like there's not... I don't want to say not too much flavour. I feel like that's... Will wouldn't like that.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. I mean, the general consensus is that, you know, people see real ale and they go, no, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But there's so many different things that you can do. Every brewery, every brewer has their own little take on things, and you know, a pale ale isn't just a pale ale. There's so many different hops and malts and everything else that you can do to create different flavor profiles, flavor characteristics, that there's no such thing as I don't like real ale. It's I don't like this particular style of beer.
Kind of reminds me of our Devon Cove pale ale
in
keg. You know, it's got a similar sort of light.
Yes, I get that, definitely. Taste. Definitely, I get
if
that.
If you tried that one.
I've tried
I think you have, because I see
I've
you
tried
have.
Them all. No, my parents have a little B&B in Paignton, and they've got a serious sense of pride that they can serve bays. They love the fact that they can serve a beer that was brewed in the same town,
within a mile or two,
spitting distance, basically. Yes. And also our customers, or our guests, when they come down, that's what they want to drink, because they're here. They want to drink Bays. They want to drink something that's local.
Oh, I do exactly the same. Whenever I go away on holiday, it's, you know, yes, okay, I might take a case of Bays with me while I'm going down to Cornwall or up to Scotland, but I will always try and find the local brewery in that area.
Yeah.
One is, you know, just trying something new, trying what's the local delicacy. You know, you do the same if you go off to Marrakesh, if you go off to, you know, Spain, you'll find, you know, hopefully try and find something local to support that local economy. But,
yeah,
you know, doing something like that, you're going to bring up the local stuff. And
yeah, I mean, for me, from what I see from the guests, it's more than just like them supporting the local economy in that place. It's actually... they get to go home and tell that story of they get to go home and take a case back with them, or take a couple of, we've had a few people who've they've really enjoyed it in the bar, and then they go home and they say, hey, can I take a couple? I think my son would really like this.
We do the Bays gift boxes as well, so you can take it away, and we supply lots of shops and farm shops, etc., with those, and it's a fantastic gift. So if you've drunk it in the pub, or where you stayed in Torbay or wherever it happens to be, you know, you can pick one of those up and you can take it away as a gift for yourself.
What's the
for friends?
Would it be if a guest has come to B&B, they've enjoyed a Bays, and they're thinking of getting a gift, gift basket?
You can come to our shop.
Yeah.
You can buy it online and we can deliver it to
you. Okay, so you can deliver nationwide. Perfect.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, anywhere on the UK mainland, we can
get a parcel. Not just Devon, Cal. It's not just Devon. We cater for everywhere.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
We'd be lynched if we didn't, because, I mean, my dad lives in Glasgow, so if he couldn't get Devon Dublin up there, I wouldn't hear the end of it. So.
No, you just end up being the delivery boy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, okay, so that's great. So I'm thinking for my parents, because they do have a lot of guests that come through who really, really like the Bays drinks, and then they end up asking, oh, can we just buy one or two to take back? At that point, they should be saying, you can do that, but also here's the website. It's
absolutely.
We get a lot of people actually come up to our shop from that have stayed in the local, you know, local hotels, local B&Bs.
Yeah.
And they come into our own, they're like, oh yeah, you know, such a body has told us to come up. You know, they told us where you were, that we've been trying your beer in the bar, and we want to take a couple of cases back, or we want to take this back. So it depends on, you know, if they're only after a couple of bottles, it might be best for like your mum and dad to sell it from the hotel.
Yeah.
But obviously if they're wanting like cases of it, and like whole shipments up to them, then they can come up to the brewery as well, or they can go to the local farm shops. And
I actually think coming to the brewery is such an experience.
Yeah.
such an experience, because you guys have the garage doors open sometimes, so they can
unless
have
atrocious weather, like if the winds come a certain direction, we have to shut that up.
Freezing cold.
Okay, it's not guaranteed that you can have a sneak peek into the brewery, no. But possibly a possible.
Yeah, well, we try. You know, the main reason we're here is at the end of the day because of the general public and the drinkers.
Yeah,
they're the ones that ultimately, you know, the pubs buy it from us, and then they'll only buy it again if it sells well.
Mm-hmm.
So without the drinkers, we don't have a brewery.
Yeah.
So, you know, if anyone ever does come up to the brewery and, you know, is coming to the shop, we will do our best to show. Obviously, it might not be in-depth proper brewery tour, but we can,
sure.
We will talk to them and kind of go through things and go, you know, this is this. We've got a massive connection with regulars in the shop that, you know, Sam's lovely. She knows every single shop customer by name. She knows backstories. She knows they've got kids, or she knows, you know, she'll connect with people.
Yeah,
it's teamwork at the brewery.
Exactly.
It's not just one person does one thing. We all muck in where we need to, look after each other.
Yeah.
It's like coming to work as a family.
Yeah. No, and we were talking about, you know, that literally a second ago.
Yes.
The picture I have in my head with Bayes is this family, which is really lovely.
Yeah.
Really, really. And, like, you know, your expertise at the moment is events, yours is sales.
Yep.
However, we're all up here talking about the charity beer.
Exactly.
And we're all, you know, you guys both have an incredible amount of expertise in the actual brewing process itself, which is...
I mean, naturally, it's some of those, while everyone's doing everything, you know, it might be that Sean's out on the road and he sees something or, you know, knows of something that's been mentioned that the pub's wanting to borrow our bars and things like that, and he'll come... You know, we cross channels all the time with whatever job role you're doing. You could be a delivery driver and you see, oh, there's a new pub being renovated.
Yeah.
You feed that back to the driver, you know, to, well, they might even pop in themselves and be like, oh, what's going on? You know, how are you doing? I'm from Bayes, and get the contact details and kind of do that preliminary call to pass to Sean or, to the sales team.
Yeah.
And it happens all that, you know, might be that Sean's out doing something and he's like, oh, well, that's an easier route for deliveries. And he'll feed that, you know, everyone helps each other out with it. And, we all have at least done, you know, Sean, the amount of times Sean's been driving, the amount of times I've done deliveries. I've done a brew day when I first started. Like, you know, everyone does jump in to see what everyone goes through and what everyone does in the workplace. So, and if you've got a spare minute, you jump in and help someone else.
Yeah.
Just get through it.
I think that's so lovely. I really, and again, we were saying someone coming here, it doesn't matter who they talk to, that whoever it is that they're going to encounter at the shop, that person knows what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just in one little section. Whoever they talk to, they understand the process here.
It's like my customer bank is, you know, we call them on a Monday, we email our own customers, and I think that's a very important part of that relationship building. Yeah. And customers like, oh, it's Sean again on a Monday, you know, and then if they happen to phone up and Sam answers the phone and, oh, hi, Sam. You know, Aaron's obviously always busy doing something. So they're in the brewery, out of the road, you know. So, we're jack of all trades. So we just look after each other where we can. And, you know, that's what's, you know. Every day is a different day at Bayes.
Every day is a Bayes day.
It's a Bayes day. Well done, Aaron. Yeah, like that.
And then
teamwork makes the dream work.
With the brewery tours, is that like an official? Is there somewhere where I can go and sign in for a brewery tour?
Because we used to do them back along for the general public.
Yeah.
But obviously, we have to close down brewing processes for, you know, the health and safety side of things. Having hot pipes and forklifts moving around is not ideal when you've got 20 members of the general public around.
Yeah.
So we do general public tours that we charge for. And we just say kind of a minimum group of 10 people. So, you know, you get some people that will email in and they've actually trying to organise something for their father's birthday or for Father's Day and things like that. So sometimes you get, you know, we will do them certain times of the year. Our main way of doing them is through our trade accounts. So we'll get someone like the Spinning Wheel in Paignton or, you know, the Dock in Torquay, that if they wanted a brewery tour, they come to us. And we have the similar sort of thing. We say, like, a recommended group size of 10.
Yeah.
But if obviously they turn up and it's 8 people, that's fine. We don't charge the, you know, for the trade customers, we're not going to charge them.
Sure.
we're bringing them up more so to build that relationship and show them what we do, show them how our beer is made, and hopefully educate the staff a little bit, really, isn't it, Sean? So that they can go back with the knowledge.
Aaron educates me every day.
Only on how beer's made, Sean. So yeah, it's something that we do. You know, we do, and I'll run those. It's normally through me. Either me or one of the head brewers, we'll give a guided tour around the brewery, give some samples out, especially if it's trade customers. It's kind of like, yeah, here's the beer. Try this. This is something. If we've got something new, we'll see what their response to it is. And at the same time, we kind of double up. So depending on if it's, you know, if it's one of Sean's area's accounts, Sean will jump in with that with me. If it's someone that Pete looks after, Pete will jump in with it. And you kind of get that good mix of, you've got a salesman that you know and that you speak to, and then you've got me talking at you for 2 hours of my beers, mate.
I'll be pouring the O's on the beers.
But it works well.
Maybe having one or two
as well. It's a good sales strategy, I'll be honest.
It's a great bonding session. It's good.
Yeah. It helps having these guys, you know, the sales guys on that team, because otherwise I could just bore people to death talking about beer.
I gotta say, like, I've been on a couple of different interesting types of tours of like vineyards in France, and also the Cointreau factory in France.
Oh wow.
And there's something about that kind of, this is a drink that you really like, this is a product that you really enjoy, and you get to go in the place and like see the action, see what's going on, and there's something really, really special about it. Actually, the Cointreau one was for my mom's birthday, because that's her favorite drink in the world.
Okay.
And it was just, there's just something about being explained it, the person who's showing you around, it's not their job to show you around. They've actually got like another job.
Yeah.
But that makes it special. That makes it
that
really,
they've taken that time out
and you it feels like you're not getting a show. It's not like a performance. It's just like the person kind of explaining what's going on, and this is something they know so well, something that you're a complete novice in, and they're taking you around and just actually giving you that time.
It's like going to the National Trust and someone showing you around, telling you all about the history. And the good news is, you know, we are supplying. It's one of the things that I took on board last year, and we're in the National Trust now, and
we
supply them bottles, so that was a really nice thing for us to come on board with them, working together. I'm really proud to say that.
That's awesome. So that was last year.
Yes, so our bottles will be there for this year, so
bit of Shawnee magic.
You guys are just perfect in these roles, I gotta say, for both of you. Happy and just like, you know, relaxed but also on top of it.
Yeah,
I love the energy at this place.
It is. Professional.
it's the one good thing is that they want, as the boss, you know, the brewery bosses, Pete, Mark and Will, they want us, all the staff, to be happy.
Yeah.
It's the big thing that drives everything. So you know, that they make sure that you're happy in your role, that, you know, you're fulfilling what you want to fulfill. So, you know, like when I was admin and the event stuff came up, it was like, well, no, I'd really like to do that. And it's like, okay, well, let's move. Let's try that out and see what goes. You know, it's, everyone will, you know, Colin's been a brewer, he's been a driver, he's been sales. He's, you know, there's some people that will move around within the business just because that's where we need it and that's where they're best placed at that time.
Yeah, so, for sure.
You know, it does. Everyone's good at what they do here. You know, the drivers are probably the best drivers that we could physically have. You know, I've heard horror stories from bigger companies, you know, national companies, where their drivers are just like, you know, you see it on the news that drivers go on strike. You know, happened years ago with, who was it, DHL team. There was a DHL delivery team that did some deliveries for people like Carlsberg, Michelin Butlers and things like that. And, you know, they'll go on strike because unionised, whereas our drivers, they're friendly to every single person that
they're like true ambassadors of the brand, actually.
They're the face of Bayes, effectively. Yeah. You know, them and the, you know, the drivers and the salesmen are the people that, they're the, what the general public see.
Yeah.
It's what the, you know, the publicans see. So you need those right people in those right roles. And it's the one good thing that we've been very lucky.
You say lucky, but I think there's a thing where... certain kinds of people are attracted to certain kinds of people, you know?
Yeah.
And I think when you have a culture, a company culture that, you know, everyone is actually treated like a family. Oh, God,
yeah, there is... I remember, I mean, I don't know how your interview was, Sean, but I know mine... my first interview, I thought I'd completely ruined. I got asked by Mark to say, what was it? He said, what do you know about Bass Brewery?
Yeah.
And I just went to pieces. Didn't have a clue. I knew everything because I'd sold the beer for years.
Yeah.
But just couldn't think of anything off the top of my head. And walked out of there thinking, that's gone. I've wasted that opportunity. And then second interview, Pete asks me the same question.
But you got the second interview, so that's...
Oh, yeah. The second one. When I knew I had that, I read the website top to bottom.
That reminds me of my previous career of, I wanted this job years ago in the car industry. And I also went to pieces because the sales manager said, right, he said, this is going to be a different interview. And he said, see this lovely pen here? He said, sell it to me.
Oh, no. He went Wolf of Wall Street on you.
I wasn't expecting that. And I completely melted. And,
write your name on that piece of paper.
However, he gave me the job because he said, I know your reputation from your previous employment. And I ended up at the most successful salesman for him. So I'm proud to say that. But it was a hard sell.
I'm curious what was your... sales pitch for the pen.
It wasn't a lot, as I say. Well, this is unique.
You write your name there.
And, it's gold plated, and
it'll be £5.
Two for the price of one.
So good.
But no, it's something that our bosses have got really well. That not only obviously do they make sure that person is going to be the right fit for the role, but that they will fit with the team. So once I'd had that second interview. The salesman came down, the office manager came down, you'd have whoever else was around. So like Will came down at one point and had a chat with me, just generally having a chat, and everyone was kind of getting that feeling, and you not almost talking behind your back with it, but it was kind of getting that, making sure that you're going to fit with everyone.
Yes.
And then they've done exactly the same that when, I think when Sam started, she had like a little tour around the staff and everyone had a chat with her, and we're all singing praises afterwards, and it's with the same with Sean. But when Sean came in, when Nick came in, and everyone knew that they were going to be the right fit straight away. And it's important to do that. You don't want to have someone in the role that's going to almost
not enjoy it.
Not enjoy it, but also cause aggravation within the team and start dividing things.
Because it is a tricky business when you have something that resembles a family business. And the team resemble a family.
Exactly.
Because there's a closeness that when it works well, it works fantastically. But if it doesn't work well, it doesn't work well.
Yeah,
in a big way. Yeah, we're lucky.
Yeah, for sure. I've got to say, so am I drinking this.
It's quite warm in this office, isn't it? So it's going down well.
No, this is perfect. Really, really. Thank you very much for this Tracer Ale. Tracer Ale?
No, Tracker.
Tracker Ale. For the Tracker Ale, when is that officially available? When can everyone else get their hands on that?
When is it, Sean?
26th of February to the 15th of April. Well, there or there.
Unless it sells out quickly.
Absolutely, which it may well.
We will endeavour to brew more as soon as possible, but the bottles will be a limited... bottles are limited edition. Once they're gone, they're gone.
You can contact us at Bays Brewery. Yeah. Go on our website, www.baysbrewery.co.uk.
Perfect.
Or phone us at the brewery on 01803 555 004, or email in at info@baysbrewery.co.uk.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the same if I'm a customer as if I'm a
absolutely
general public trade.
Yeah.
Whichever, you can come up to the brewery. You can ring us, you can email us. If it's trade, it's probably best to contact us rather than buy off the website straight away.
I was thinking that, yeah.
Just because, obviously, trade prices. But the general public, and whichever way they want to do, get in contact with us and we can help you out.
Yeah.
Or even, the trade customers, give us a call. We can set up a meeting with Sean.
Yeah, perfect.
And get something sorted.
Well, I think definitely for the Cherry Tree Hotel, we're going to get some of these in. Because
fantastic.
That falls over Easter, am I? Yeah, that falls over Easter.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic, perfect. Yeah, yeah, no, the Easter crowd are usually quite rowdy, so
yeah.
It's kind of before the summer starts, and
everyone's getting excited.
Everyone's getting excited, but it's maybe not hot enough to get out the bar. So, yeah. All right, perfect, guys. Thank you so much for today, and thank you for the conversation, and thank you for the tour.
No worries.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to have you around.
Thanks, guys.
Regards, Celine.
Thank you very much for this Tracer Ale. Tracer Ale?
No, Tracker.
Tracker Ale.
Pleasure.